Slogans and mottos are a key part of advertising and promotion in politics, just like in retail. Now, since 2012 elections, Democrats and much of the news media have strived to connect the slogan War on Women with the Republican Party. My next guest with her new best-selling book opens the pages of Democratic history and facts of political record to prove how, when it comes to a war on women, the attackers actually come from the left. Her book is Assault and Flattery, The Truth About the Left and Their War on Women. She is the news editor for townhall.com, contributing editor for Town Hall Magazine, and Fox News Channel contributor Katie Pavlich. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
And you can learn more about everything Katie has at townhall.com at townhall.com/tipsheet/Katie Pavlich. And learn more about her book, of course, Amazon, Barnes Noble, wherever your preference is for getting a book that is going to teach you and not preach at you. And, you know, when you look at this whole concept of the war on women, Katie, it's not some new strategy against Republicans. As you write in Assault and Flattery, it's really an embedded part of Democratic history and heritage.
Absolutely. So the left has this bad habit of, in any really situation or campaign, of accusing their opponents of exactly what they're doing. And the war on women is no exception. You know, the left doesn't like us talking about history, because when you talk about history and you actually look at the details of history, specifically when it comes to the women's suffrage movement, the radical 1960s women's rights movement, you'll find that the left has been very unkind to women throughout history, and they've used them repeatedly as political pawns. The most recent case of that, of course, was in 2012 when Barack Obama was very successful in using war on women rhetoric to court female voters by packaging victimization as empowerment. But I think, you know, when you take a look at you know, a little deeper than just the emotional surface argument, you'll find that there's a lot more of a story there. And the Democrats have a very severe history of being anti-woman in terms of policy and with literal sexual assault as well. And I think it's important for us to talk about, despite the left not wanting us to talk about those historical moments.
No, it's surprising, sickening, amazing, funny, you know, fill in the blank, how the women refer to themselves on the left and use euphemisms and what they promote. If the right did that against women, the left would be outraged.
Well, and that's the thing, and it's important to point out the double standards. I mean, the behavior that is allowed to, you know, be perpetrated on the left, whether it's from liberal women who claim to be, you know, feminists, or whether it's those same women excusing bad behavior by some of the heroes in the Democratic Party, you know, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Ted Kennedy. I mean, the list goes on and on. And it comes down to the double standard of, they have one set of standards for the right, and then they have one set of standards for themselves. You know, the left is constantly screaming about rape culture on our college campuses, but it's hard to take their calls against rape culture seriously when they glorify a man in Bill Clinton who had actually been accused of rape. You know, a lot of their arguments and emotional statements don't add up when you sit down and take a serious look at it, like I do in the book.
And in Katie's book, Assault and Flattery, she goes beyond the, you know, pick a Kennedy, any Kennedy, and you'll find stories that back up what Katie's writing about, and of course, Bill Clinton. But you go deeper into the Democratic heritage with, I mean, I'll mention the names, and they'll all be followed by who? Democrat Representative Oregon, David Wu, Democrat from mm-hmm. Kentucky, John Arnold, Democrat from Illinois, Mel Reynolds. Two reasons you never hear about these stories or recognize them is, A, whenever the media reports about them, those guys are never Democrats. They're just the names and no party affiliation.
Right.
And B, because of the culture of circle the wagons and protect your own, the Democrats starts trying to not cut the legs off of the accusers.
Well, and I think that one of the most egregious cases that we've seen in recent history of the left really circling the wagons around a sexual predator was the case of Bob Filner out in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he has, you know, dozens of women came out to talk about the way that he treated them and the way that he abused his power. You know, the definition of sexual harassment is using your position of power to sexually harass someone. And he did that repeatedly, and not only did people know about it, but high-level people like Nancy Pelosi and the California Democratic Party, and they ignored it for years, which put a lot of women at risk in very tough situations. For example, they knew that Bob Filner was a bit of a creep. They knew that he had a history of treating women inappropriately. And yet, when he was sitting on a committee that was dealing with veterans' affairs, and specifically dealing, when he was in Congress, and specifically dealing with female veterans who had been victims of sexual assault and rape in the military, he used that to his advantage and basically said, I'll help these women who were raped in the military so long as this woman who's heading up the operation goes on a date with me or goes to dinner. I mean, it's so disgusting and skeezy, and yet people like Nancy Pelosi, who claims to be a big champion of women's rights, who is held up by the women's rights groups as a female role model, she brushed it under the rug in all order to keep the Democratic Party name clean, and it's really a tragedy.
Talking Katie Pavlich, her new book, Assault and Flattery, The Truth About the Left and the War on Women. Katie writes and contributes to townhall.com, Fox News Channel contributor as well, townhall.com on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I guess the Democrats are pretty good marketers because they always seem to come up with these easy to wrap your mind around with little effort as being part of the political consumer slogans like the war on women. And, let's go back and you write about this too in Assault and Flattery, the 2012 presidential campaign. I'll be the first to admit Romney said a lot of dumb things during the campaign. This wasn't one of them, but it's the one they latched onto in the debate when he referred to the binders of women that he had who had applied for high-level campaign positions. Now, what the takeaway from that was from the left was binders of women, binders equals portfolios, portfolios equals models, models equals objectifying of women. There's your war on women right there.
Well, and that was one of the most absurd classifications. And the reason why the left got away with that is because the Romney campaign, and I actually interviewed Mitt Romney for the book, the Romney campaign ignored that. They acted like it wasn't a big deal, that they didn't need to pay attention to it, and it was detrimental to his campaign late into the election, and they just thought that it was a petty thing they didn't need to pay attention to, and they should have. And that's the problem with Republicans right now, and that's what this book serves as, is kind of a toolbook to fight back against that narrative. You have to address the issues. I think that conservatives and Republicans try to give the American people a little bit of the benefit of the doubt and a little more credit than they deserve when it comes to frivolous issues that we may think are below the public conversation. Talking about contraception and people's private sex lives is not exactly something that we're interested in, but the left is interested in it. And if you don't state your own position, that then allows the left to treat you in a way and paint your position for you, which is a very serious problem. And so the binders full of women issue, the response to that is, Republicans think that women are more than their lady parts. We judge them by their record and what's on their resume, not by what's between their legs. That would have been a great campaign ad, and yet they just didn't do it. And so we have to fight emotion with emotion and facts, and that's something that's outlined in the book on how to do.
Is it fair to say that while the left claims they want to empower women to crash through the glass ceiling, they're in fact lowering the ceiling, to make women have to do less and enslave them to a government who will be willing to do everything for them at the risk of that independence and empowerment?
Right, and that's the problem. As I came pulled away from the 2012 presidential election with the very clear perspective that the left wants women to be dependent on government, not independent from it. And if you look at history, if you look at current history and statistics, women being dependent on government and systems all over the world is not a way for women to move up in terms of the economy and opportunity. Dependence on the government keeps women down, which is exactly what Democrats want, so that they can run to the government to save them and provide them with what they need. And I think that's a horrifying way to portray women. It's a horrifying way to feel about how women should proceed in their lives.
Hello, Katie, we've seen it. We have about a minute left here. We go back to Obama's victory night in 2008. More than one woman celebrating, I think it was Kaminsky Park in Chicago, how Obama, direct quote, was going to pay all of her bills. The stimulus checks came out in, I guess that was 2010. There were women who were calling it Obama money that came from Obama's stash. I mean, this stuff is sticking.
Exactly, it does. And that's because Republicans aren't fighting back in an effective way. to combat that. And I think the tide is turning, and it needs to turn, because Obama won by 10 points among single women in 2012. And of course, they're going to use that tactic again in 2014 and 2016 because it was successful. And it's time for Republicans to stand up and call it for what it is, a bunch of lies, and also offer their own solutions.
The book is Assault and Flattery, The Truth About the Left and Their War on Women. She is the news editor for townhall.com, contributing editor for Town Hall magazine, as well as a Fox News Channel contributor. Katie Pavlich, thanks so much for the work that you do, the history that you help teach us, remind us of, and learn from. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.